KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the tragic deaths of children from foodborne illnesses are being addressed at the highest levels of government. He says they're working tirelessly to resolve these alarming cases of food poisoning, describing the situation as a national crisis.
We are working round the clock to enable us to look very closely at the incidents that have been happening. The Minister of Health is also seized with this matter.
Ramaphosa was speaking at a presidential imbizo in Umgababa on the south coast. More than 10 children have died and others fell ill across the country in recent weeks after allegedly consuming contaminated snacks from spaza shops. The president also urged parents to be vigilant.
Now, all these matters are going to be fully addressed in this coming week, and I will be able to then make a statement on how we are going to deal with this matter to enable us to ensure that no further children die needlessly in our country.
The Road Accident Fund says it secured convictions against 28 individuals for corruption over the past 3 years. Spokesperson McIntosh Polela says investigators nabbed 44 people between 2021 and 2024, including an employee, a police officer, two doctors, and three attorneys. He says the charges range from soliciting money to fast-track a claim to making fraudulent claims to the value of 48 million rand.
It is with great delight that we've had these convictions. We hope the more than 1,000 cases that have been referred to law enforcement agencies will result in more convictions, because what we want to do is to send a very strong message that government money cannot be abused.
And U.S. rights group the NAACP has condemned racist text messages reported to have been sent to Black Americans. It's understood dozens of people have received messages telling them they've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. The association says the text was sent after Donald Trump's victory in this week's presidential election. Authorities are investigating texts received by students at universities in North Carolina and Ohio, as well as people in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Tennessee. Alabama student Elise McCall has told NBC News she cried when she read the message.
This is truly disgusting, and whoever's sending it out is vile. No one should ever, one, think to send that message or receive that message. It just made me sick to my stomach.
A recap of our lead story, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the tragic deaths of children from foodborne illnesses are being addressed at the highest levels of government. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.